2017. Man, what a rough few days that most of us have had going into the 10th. The day after this all happened on Friday, if you want to get back into the archives, folks, I was on with John, the owner of the network. I called in probably 20 minutes after his show started on Friday, and we talked for probably about a half hour. And it was my dad's birthday, and I was emotionally charged. Had a couple beers in me, and what's going down right now. I spent hours today just scouring over my usual sources and places and where I get pretty trustworthy information that has turned out to be decent. Over time, you acquire these sources that things turn out to be, you know, they seem on the up and up and so forth. And people are all over this this serious strike, and I got some interesting clips for you guys tonight, and I've got a guest going to come on in a few minutes. Mr. Producer, just shoot me a note when you got the guest on the line. Okay, he's there with us. Okay, so I got my buddy Pat Privilege. You can find him on Twitter at Pat Privilege, and him and I talk offline and send each other stuff constantly, and so he's going to come on with me in a second. But it was Thursday night when I got wind of it, that this Tomahawk, you know, launch happened, and you get that sinking feeling in your gut when being a military person and being 30 years old when 9/11 happened, and being woke up out of my sleep and being told, hey, you know, they hit the World Trade Center. And that was after the first plane. And then I got to see the second incident happen, and then the entire rest of it all ensued. And, you know, this wasn't quite that, but I already know the ripple effects, and I can see, you know, how fragile things are in the first place. And then when you see this happen, it really, really gets to you. And I told John Friday, I was like, look, I'm a pretty strict constitutionalist, and for a president to just launch missiles into another country, whether this president, right or left, black or white, it doesn't matter. To me, that's a violation of the Constitution, where the Congress basically has the right to declare war. And we've gotten into this empire system. And I'm watching all these conservatives saying that this was a good thing and it's a shot in the arm. And I got a ton of clips I'm gonna get into after I let the guests go. But Pat, welcome to the program, man. And just give me your initial thoughts on Thursday when you saw this go down, and all the buildup of Trump being a non-interventionist. I mean, some of the best rhetoric we've ever heard in a campaign. And then this guy turns around and does this one. What'd you feel when you got wind of it?
Well, thanks for having me on. It's good to be back. And initially it was hard not to buy into the hype. First of all, we're coming off of a week with some of the best rhetoric, allowing Assad to stay, Tillerson, everybody speaking positively about the entire situation before the false flag occurs with gas. Yeah. And then we run into a situation where he responds exactly how we didn't want. If he was going to be the Trump that his base wanted him to be, he'd have called it fake news. And then he would have responded without intervention. And maybe he's addressing the Russian rumors of his collusion. Maybe he's doing what you said, and Pachinik, you know, took your rhetoric on how he's buffing up next to China. And then, you know, he's handling a lot of things. He might be sacrificing some of his base initially, in efforts to still maybe, if we're being optimistic, transition Assad into a new regime that's still maybe pro-Assad. But addressing the neocons, satiating them. And remember when he put up the whole burn the flag rhetoric, and that was ironic because Hillary had done it the year before? Maybe this is some of that double standard he's working. That's the optimism. The cynicism is that Kushner's gotten to him, and while he's still playing a Trump style with this whole move, he might be sinking into the neocons' influence, and we would have to worry about the Bannon and Sessions and how they all react to this.
Yeah, let's talk about the PSYOP against basically the alt-right and Trump's base with this move. I mean, we saw Richard Spencer, who just got attacked by some Antifas today, doing an anti-war rally up in D.C. That's all over the Gateway Pundit, Daily Stormer, and other outlets. But basically, Richard Spencer, the National Policy Institute, the real face of this alt-right, another kind of incident up in D.C., an anti-war rally, and then the Antifa show up and cause all kinds of havoc. And so, because they say basically no war, no Nazis, and that's the angle that they came from it, that even though the guy might be right on the war issue, because he's pro-white, we still got to attack him. So it's a no war, no Nazis, and then that's where the Antifas came and attacked this Richard Spencer.
Really playing into the dialect, the dichotomy of Antifa versus Nazi.
Yeah. So the Carl Vinson Carrier Task Force group is going to be going into North Korea. I'm going to play some clips of that. So the president of China, he's in town at Mar-a-Lago, and he's hanging out with Trump and Kushner and the rest of them down there at what Trump's calling the Southern White House now. I mean, statistically, Pat, the night he's got Xi Jinping in town to do the launch, it's too much for me to say that that's coincidence. And so it's unconstitutional as hell. It's Rand Paul, and I got a Rand Paul clip, but it's unconstitutional as hell. But this is a real pissing match that I saw right off the flip that, look, there's no way that Trump's going to launch Tomahawks into Syria the very day that he's got the Chinese president there. It's just too much to swallow. And then some people think this is all great because of these mainstream, New World Order characters that we've hated all these years. Like, I got this Paul Watson, Bill Mitchell. Did you hear any of that, the exchange between them two? But anyway, they hashed it out and on the air for about 25 minutes, and I'm going to play some of that later. But they're basically, Bill Mitchell in this kind of world he's coming from saying, well, look, all the world leaders have said this is a great thing, so it must be a great thing. I'm like, wait a minute, these are all the world leaders that we've hated all these years, and just because they're saying that Trump's strike on Syria now is good, that somehow explains it away, that it's okay for him to do this. I just, I got to maintain my own integrity here. It's like, look, dude, that was a lawless act, in my opinion.
There's no question about it. That my whole thing is, if he alerted Russia and Syria beforehand, how much did China know? How much does China find this to be completely political with minimal casualties, a bunch of forecasting and all that? How is he handling that conversation with them, as far as how does it affect their relationship with Russia and how this is all going down? Because so much of it's posturing. And like you said, well, what the world leaders say is almost, you have to read it for, a double meaning. When Russia comes out complicit in the rhetoric against Trump about World War III posturing, when they all know that it was a hoax missiling anyway, he made money off the missiles and caused virtually no damage. So what is this all about, and is it all just to keep the neocons and everybody on that side of the house satiated with virtually nothing? Is he being a gangster or a pimp? And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. It could be a good thing in that he's sacrificing support from his base, making some big political moves, but it could also be a bad thing because, like we said, these neocons are getting him to make really hasty decisions. But
yeah,
he has
now
to
what
respond
do you
to the Garrett?
the sarin gas attack, he had to respond. So how did he do it? He could have caught a fake news, but he did this. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. It's not what I wanted.
Yeah, I didn't either. Now, what do you think about this, that basically the whole – there's almost this other angle I'm looking at where it's like, well, basically they shot down damn near 30 of these things with the anti-aircraft Russian technology. So it's almost like another sock in the gut by, you know, alternative media outlets and so forth saying, well, look, he shoots off almost 60 of these things, and then, you know, about almost half of them don't even they gone missing, or they didn't hit a target, or they were shot down or whatever. So we're seeing another level here that's – go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was telling my friend the exact same thing yesterday, that this whole thing doesn't make any sense. Whether the news is reporting some kind of Babylonian number magic back at us and we're not getting the whole picture, the whole picture not being there is obvious, because there's 23 – I believe missiles, last I checked, 23 missiles accounted for out of at least 56, some reporting 70, but the main sources being like 50. And so we don't even know where all these missiles went.
It's like a false flag of the number of casualties. They start off at this, and they fluctuate around. It's like every different, you know, the numbers are constantly changing. So it's almost like the operation itself, the number of missiles shot, it's all this kind of weird numerological stuff. Yeah,
I wasn't there, so how are we supposed to know what's going on over there?
Yeah, and with everything else being fake, I mean, so much of the synthetic news cycle. I mean, so Brian Williams is sitting there having a Woody saying how beautiful our missiles are and the rest of it. How do we know it really even, you know, went down? That's what's so crazy is, like, they pushed us to the point, like, of people that are trying to pay attention to where it's like, hell, nobody knows what to believe anymore. And I think the people that craft this news cycle just love it to have all of us running around the way we, like, we're talking right now, just like, hell, what's verifiable, what's not, nobody even knows anymore. And that's the thing. I mean, in the old, you know, days, everybody just took it, but now it's just like everything is just so, just the truth has been trashed and drugged through the mud so bad that everybody feels like they're kind of paralyzed and kind of like they're not even able to, you know, people, especially people that are halfway cognizant and want to pay attention. But then you get all these conflicting numbers and stories and everything else. It's just, it frustrates the hell out of people. Yeah.
More chaos. Ever since CNN was, doing hurricanes in their basement, you know,
or the Gulf War strikes, and the one guy's wearing a gas mask, the other one's wearing a helmet, and is in a studio with fake palm trees. I mean, that stuff's wild.
Two decades later, you got Anderson Cooper faking like he's in Iraq.
Yeah, and then the Sandy Hook, the green screen stuff, and it's just. And then the Ferguson stuff, the productions that were exposed with some of the crowds.
Don Lemon.
Yeah.
Don Lemon getting shoved and it was fake.
It's just fascinating. Mr. Producer, cue up clip 10. This is a Dave Acton clip. But basically, there's even people talking now that somehow China's gonna go along with decapitating Kim Jong Un. So let's listen to a little bit of clip 10, Mr. Producer.
Hey everybody, Dave Acton check in with your North Korea update. Our three front war. So if you have a three front war, you need a 3-star general like this guy from West Point. One day he's teaching college classes, the next day he's in charge of the National Security Agency. We will do whatever we have to remove the threat. We're going to remove the threat. Oh, you're going to remove the threat. Whatever it takes, according to this general. Whatever it takes. That's why we're sending our fleet there. Oh, okay. Rex Tillerson, Secretary of State, T-Rex, I guess they call him. He's got about a month of experience in federal government. Yeah, China green-lighted this. We talked to the Chinese premier over dessert down in Mar-a-Lago. He said, if you want to do something against North Korea, go ahead and do it. Oh, yeah. Excuse me, Premier, can I have that in writing? Can I have that in writing that you told us that we could do whatever we wanted to, that a communist nation told the United States, yeah, sure, if you want to go after North Korea, go after them. Yeah, no problem. You know, let's face it, Mar-a-Lago, which has a $200,000 a year membership, has a little bit of a reputation for having kind of a whoremonger atmosphere. Maybe the premier just said this after two whores blew him off with some lines of cocaine. Yeah, you guys want to go to North Korea? Go ahead. I'd sure like right, to get that in writing, premier.
There. Go ahead and stop it there, Mr. Reduce. What's your thoughts on that, Pat? Go ahead, Pat. What's your thoughts?
Hey, thanks. It goes back to what we were talking about, what I mentioned earlier, when he's making these bomb strikes with China in town, how much they knew about it, what affects the relationship, and obviously he moves up on North Korea, another proxy state or satellite ally of China, potentially, and there's no way to tell what he's saying by, you know, firing a bomb right away, and then his neocons are all supporting his ramping up to North Korea. They're all trying to say he should go to war with Russia, that Russia did the chemical attacks to begin with. Syria's not even a big deal. Everybody else is trying to obviously send this thing into a full tailspin, and maybe he's managing it with some good, you know, behavior, posturing, rhetoric, whatever. I don't know. Maybe he's going to follow through with it. I don't know.
Yeah, now let me run this by you, and I've said this on the air in the last number of weeks. You know, you got the whole BRICS thing, what some people think's another layer of the PSYOP. Well, think about this. What if China has pissed off the powers that be over in the City of London type thing in Basel to the point where now they're trying to get them back on the plantation, and you know, they're a very old society, and this keeps popping into my mind with just this ratcheting up of tensions. They might have pissed off Lord Rothschild, or you know, the money changer Pharisee complex that runs the planet. I mean, to the point where now you've got, you know, this sicking their, you know, Trump on the Chinese / North Korea, this kind of like little Stalinist satellite of the big red, which was set up by the basically Kosher Nostra. Everybody knows China was set up by them, but it's gotten big enough to the point where maybe they've gone rogue to the point where now, you know, the other, like us and so forth, have been told to try to get them back on the plantation. What's your thoughts on that? We're coming up on a break, but just real quick before the music starts.
Well, like we said, the Syria thing was so weird that it just reeks of like a Turkey coup situation. So obviously there's other things going on. But this could be Tianjin bombing number 2 from last year. You know.
Oh, yeah, the Rod of God, sure. The big supercomputers. Yeah, all right, we'll see you on the other side of the break, folks, with Pat Privilege on Incendiary Radio.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Republic Broadcasting.org, IncendiaryRadio.chatango.com, IncendiaryChat.chatango.com. Welcome to everybody in the chat rooms, including all the trolls that hang out in there. We got Pat Privilege, one of my people that I talk to offline a lot about just things. We bounce a lot of things off each other. You can find him on Twitter, Pat Privilege. So, Pat, we were talking off the air about this kind of like the hybrid of Trump himself, like a ton of positive domestic things, while geopolitically, and I've been talking about this for weeks, it's like we're going to get this mishmash of some decent things domestically to roll back some of the goofball, like commie, you know, control freak stuff that's been implemented here. At the same time, geopolitically, it really looks like, you know, when you see some of this, some of it is a real punch in the stomach. And so, I mean, just, you know, with the rolling back of some of the crazy EPA stuff and the BLM stuff, and then you were talking about the population control kind of mechanisms at the UN trying to defund some of that. So let's kind of go through this, what you see here about like kind of like this hybrid, kind of positive domestic, very questionable geopolitical.
Well, if you're asking me 6 months ago to a year ago or more, it was all cynicism. Trump's another part of the game. He's completely a psyop. It's all a joke, and he doesn't mean any good. Problem is, he gives me all this mixed rhetoric with, like you said, that he wants to be a non-interventionist, and when they drag him into something, he goes and does a completely fake bomb attack. That somehow dog whistles to me still. I'm not done with him yet. And when he's doing UN defunding, when he's doing domestic policies, the deregulation to the EPA, and he's trying to push a tax plan through, which we don't know much about yet, other than he's trying, he lets the Ryan Care thing fall. That's almost a dog whistle to me as well. I might be a little over-optimistic about what he's really offering us, but maybe he didn't claim the socialism flag. Maybe he's letting that die on Obama's shield, and he doesn't have to take any of the baggage from it if he didn't put anything through. I don't know. Maybe he's doing all these things, like you said, for the last few weeks to few months that we've been watching. I mean, you've talked about it since he got elected in. That kosher nationalism might be the trade-off we have to take. And then maybe he understands that deal and he's trying to work it. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, you see this kind of, I mean, I've got a Savage clip. My gosh, Savage and Levin and some of these Jews on the, I guess you would say the right, they're actually going after the neocon Jews like Crystal and the rest of it. There's this battle going on in like right-wing Jewish circles to where it's like Savage, and some of these guys are like actually coming out and being like they don't like, or on the surface, they don't like the anti-white stuff. They don't like the, I mean, Savage called this thing a false flag in Syria. I've got the clip I'm going to play after I let you go. But, I mean, and then Levin just excoriating Schumer all the time. And I hope this is a real battle on the Jewish right between people that are not completely nefarious and those that we know are. What are you thinking about that?
Yeah, I'm with you, because I want to believe that it's not another side of this whole protocols of Zion.
Yeah, protocols
of everything. Yeah. And at the end of the day, when they're looking you in the eye and they're telling you they're with you, they're really meaning I'm going to stab you as soon as you turn around.
Yeah.
I hope that's not the case here. I hope that there's a faction. And see, I'm not even so – look, I've tweeted Fire Kushner to go with it because I like that the trend is blowing up and I like that it's anti-neocon with everything. Yeah. But I'm not, like, necessarily throwing him out, because what if Trump, like you said, has been negotiating this kosher deal and maybe half he's in with a faction that, you know, doesn't necessarily want to trash America. And maybe Kushner's being sly, telling him to do some of these neoconish moves, but, like, as we've said so far, have been harmless. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, Alex Jones, I mean, I'm going to have to cover this when we get back. Here's the break. But he basically said, I don't think Kushner's a bad guy. He's probably going to be our first Jewish president. I'm like, holy crap. Let's see you guys on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Sunday nights, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Central. Coming to you out of St. Louis. Let's see here. We ran into another clip. All right, there we go. So, Mr. Producer, if you could kindly get key clip 19 queued up. But this basically, and Pat and I were talking off the air about Trump's, while he was Mr. Trump, his rhetoric on Twitter in 2013, really ripping on Obama, telling him not to start World War III and to leave Syria alone and all this other stuff. And so, you know, with no further ado, let's hit clip 19.
He just 4 years ago was screaming at Obama after another false flag attempt during the Labor Day weekend of 2013. He was screaming at Obama not to get involved in Syria. I'm going to read you four of the tweets that he made that very day. This is Donald Trump on Twitter. We should not attack Syria, but if they make the stupid move to do so, that they, meaning the U.S., the Arab League, whose members are laughing at us, should pay. Another tweet. The only reason President Obama wants to attack Syria is to save face over his very dumb red line statement. Do not attack Syria. Fix USA. Another quote. President Obama, do not attack Syria. There is no upside and tremendous downside. Save your powder for another and more important day. And yet again, to our very foolish leader, do not attack Syria. If you do, many very bad things will happen, and from that fight, the U.S. gets nothing. I sure do miss the Donald Trump of 2013 in regards to foreign policy. You know, screw that. I sure do miss the Donald Trump of 5 days ago. I've been thinking about this a lot over the last couple of hours, and I think something has happened. I think there has been an internal power struggle around the throne, and I think the right side has been losing that struggle. We get news over the last several days that Bannon threatened to quit, threatened to step aside. Was taken off the council. Others said, well, he was always supposed to do that. Maybe, maybe not. I don't think that his stepping down, McMaster stepping in to fill his place, who is a neocon general that Bill Kristol, Jewish neocon Bill Kristol, can't stop singing the praises of. of McMaster. I don't think that this is coincidence. I don't think that we're seeing people move in where Bannon has left a vacuum, like McMaster and Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, his Zionist Jewish son-in-law. I do not think that this scramble of power is unrelated to the events of the last 4 days in Syria. I think they are connected, and I think...
All right, go ahead and stop it there. Now, you kind of get this narrative, and I've got the tomato bubble, Mike King, anti-New York Times from today pulled up, and it really follows the same lines that basically... but it actually questions this, Pat, as just another layer of a psyop, saying basically Bannon and Kushner, this is a cosmetic fight and dust up between these two, and really the whole thing is, you know, tomato bubble. Mike King's really throwing Trump under the bus, calling him Trumpstein and so forth, and so. But basically, you know, it's a tough one because you could see how this could break either way and be, you know, truthful to where it's just like, is there a battle going on up here, or is it really just 100% lock, stock, and barrel sold out to the basically kosher mob and the Greater Israel Project? I mean, it's a tough one. And, you know, the latest from The Ugly Truth. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, no change to U.S. military position on Syria after the strike. But then Tillerson this Tillerson guy's got some really schizophrenic comments. The other day he said he couldn't envision Assad continuing to lead Syria. But then, and this is an ABC News story from today, basically, you know, still saying, well, we don't still have a different, you know, outlook. And so it's like this guy's saying things every other day that are different. It's a really wild kind of when you're tracking these people. It's like one thing about this administration, especially with Tillerson, this guy's been all over the place. Go ahead, Pat.
Well, didn't Donald Trump just come out today or yesterday saying similar things that even though they bombed, there's not going to be a war. He doesn't plan on actually continuing this. And that, like you said, if there is a fight going on, well, either the guys who don't want to go all the way with the NWO are still, you know, in place and don't look the part yet because they're dressed up like neocons, or they've already got it. So it doesn't matter. It's sold out at this point if it's not, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing this real, like, Mark Levin, it's just like I've been so busy, but Levin was trashing Kushner and a bunch of these other Jews around Trump, and then Roger Stone this week with Jones basically said that Kushner is feeding Joe Scarborough intelligence on the inner workings of the White House, and so there's this whole kind of, they're not trying to sound, you know, they're not trying to sound like, you know, hey, Jared Kushner's a Chabad Lubavitch mafia billionaire, 666 Fifth Avenue. They're trying to go light on that wing of the whole thing, but they are really coming out with the daggers for Kushner, which, you know, some people are saying that basically Kushner is the president and Ivanka's the first lady and Trump's just there for the ride. And it's just like,
they call him father-in-law on Perez. They call him father-in-law.
Yeah. And so it's really trippy. You know, you see just all these crazy stories. Now, this is how weird it's getting. Like over here on Shubat, Waleed Shubat's site, The Hidden Apocalypse That Few Read, which reveals how the U.S. and Russia will soon destroy the Islamic Empire that will soon arise in Asia. And so you're getting these Christian kind of Bible prophecy types that are basically saying that Turkey's going to invade Damascus. And, you know, Henry Mackow and these guys have really been talking about the role of King Abdullah in Jordan. There's all this weird skullduggery in the Middle East, and then you got Kushner being a Chabad Lubavitch type. It's just a real creepy scenario. And then Mike Cernovich and Jones today, Pat, said basically we've got 150,000 troops headed for Syria, boots on the ground. I mean, let's put on your Bible prophecy kind of hat for a second, your Armageddon hat. I mean, it is kind of freaky, isn't it, to see all of this unfold so quickly with Trump being inaugurated. We're 4 months in, and it's just like, holy cow, the entire scenario's unfolding. You know, how are you feeling right now with all this?
I guess that's like three things to unpackage, right? So I'm glad that everybody's holding his feet to the fire. I think that's beautiful, by the way, because you didn't get that with Obama and the left. They didn't do shit. They didn't do anything.
Right.
And Obama contradicted everything or failed on any promise. They never said a word. We've been nothing but, not we, but anybody that has been in any way optimistic about Trump or glad that he's the alternative over Hillary has definitely been positive for all the things that he's been a success, but held his feet to the fire at every corner, whether anybody on the spectrum. And I love that Cernovich is so close to the family now because of the Susan Rice thing, yet he's screaming about this going to war situation. You got Alex Jones doing the same thing, who was basically holding Trump as an emperor, and now he is completely turned on as far as saying that this is not the way to go. I mean, those things are good.
Yeah, Richard Spencer. Hey, Richard Spencer and David Duke, same thing. I mean, Duke has been brutal.
But as far as the false dichotomy of who's a Nazi or whatever, David Duke and Spencer are almost, you know, just part of the media game there, whether they know it or not. So it's, for me, more encouraging to see the whole spectrum of Trump supporters being, you know, against it and everything and being vocal. That's at least as good for me as anything. And then we talked about a little bit that you have to think somebody's looking out for Assad at this point because he's still there. And he's just a dentist who's European educated. He's not groomed for this position yet. He has taken all of it, you know, full force, and he's moved forward, and he's getting protection every way he can since 2012 at least, if not before, because of the Syrian civil war that was going on back then. So, I mean, as far as Bible prophecy, I don't know enough, but I know that Turkey is happy about the strikes. They want to see us go to war, so they're definitely going to capitalize on it at some point when they can. And then, like you said, the news that we've got troops everywhere, at least 3,000 at the edge of Iraq and more so coming in, that's all very negative for me. I don't know how to feel about that.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Producer, get clip 20 queued up. Now, this segment of Alex Jones, this is what's freaky. This was the day before. This was on the 5th, the day before the cruise missile launch. And listen to this apocalyptic rhetoric. This was at the beginning of Jones' show. Let's hit clip 20.
4+ months later, in 2017, and Kim Jong-un, the hereditary dictator of North Korea, fully backed by Communist China, the biggest mass murderers in history, who we had a huge war with and lost more troops than Vietnam, from June 25th, 1950 to July 27th, 1953, 3 years, 1 month, and 2 days. A lot of my family fought in that war. Clint Eastwood was in that war. It was bigger than Vietnam, the casualties, but it was the World War II generation, so a big deal didn't get made about it in the news, but millions of Chinese fought on the side of the North, poured in. Douglas MacArthur wanted to use atomic weapons on them, and he was relieved of command. Should have used the atomic weapons then, before China had atomics, when the Russians didn't have a big atomic force, and the whole world be different now, but we left hardcore Maoist / Leninists in power. And they always create the same nightmare hell of starving people, an absolute hell. And so now they're firing intermediate range missiles that have 1,000-kilometer range into the sea right off the coast of Japan. And say, we're preparing to put atomic bombs on these, and we're going to preemptively destroy if one shot is fired, even by accident, or we hear a car backfire. Literally, they've said, if we hear fireworks go off on the DMZ, we're going to destroy Seoul, and we're going to destroy Tokyo with atomic bombs. And why do they have atomic bombs? Because Bill Clinton and the Democrats in the 90s transferred the reactors and the systems and the delivery systems to North Korea. And China has transferred more. total and complete insanity. But Communist China's buying up Hollywood. It's the biggest lobbyist group now in D.C., and the Democrats and the Republican leadership are allied with them, and they have made the decision to try to remove our president and capitulate to China and the globalists, and that's all part of George Soros's and Henry Kissinger's plan. That's why Trump and the military have been trying to make a deal, as this heated up even during the election, with Russia to back us if China has to be preemptively struck. It's the only way to stop a full-scale nuclear war is to use all the space-based weapons and everything else. When their subs pop up, destroy it all in 10 minutes, or the entire planet will be destroyed. I'm not calling for nuclear war, but we've got to get ready to hit them with everything we've got.
What do you, all right,
I'm Alex Jones,
there,
your host. It is
stop it. What is, now, that's some pretty cool. That, I mean, I heard that the other day, and I was like, I got to write that one down. I mean, what goes on in your mind when you hear Jones say some stuff like that?
Oh, my God. First of all, I mean, I don't know where you start. There's at least 4 points to go on. I mean, he advocated for the use of nukes, which is right there. So then I have to ask him, well, if you want to get weird, Alex Jones, have you talked to Eric Dubé? Are nukes even real? Why didn't they use them? Then, now we move from Saudi Arabia owns Hollywood to China owns Hollywood. Who owns Hollywood?
Yeah. The Jews. Yeah, but it's funny. Ralph Epperson's another guy that it's very skeptical of the nukes themselves, and he basically says we're the only ones that have them. But there's other people that say, yeah, those things they're basically they don't exist, and so forth and so on. And I've read that. I own some of these books by like Dubé and others, and it's something you could debate all day, but. It's interesting to hear him say, we're going to hit him with a space-based weapons, hit him with everything we got in 10 minutes. It's just like, holy. And that was the day before the launch on Syria. I mean, that was what was so crazy. Then I'm like, holy crap. Then the next day, you can see these Tomahawks supposedly flying off our ships into Syria. I mean, it's just wild.
And then he's an anti-war advocate again, immediately.
Well, what really gets me, Pat, is all of these anti-war people, these so-called constitutional patriots, when somebody of their – and the left is just as hypocritical. When Obama got in, the anti-war movement disappeared. Then they all became warmongers and regime changers and the rest of it. And now Bill Mitchell and these other guys, now that Obama's gone and Trump's in, hey, Trump could just unilaterally do what the hell he wants because this is our guy. And, you know, to me, it's just like when you see people do that on either side of the spectrum, you know what they are. They're frauds. And so, you know, at least some of these guys like Radowski and Watson and people, they all threw Trump under the bus for this. Rand Paul. I mean, I think that, see, there's a lot more indication of people with integrity that are on the more, I guess you would say, conservative end of the spectrum. And it's just true. If you really look at things, take the emotion out of it, you'll see these people are willing to go after. And look at how hard the conservatives went after Bush, the libertarian wing and the kind of the truth movement. You don't see this on the left. Once one of theirs get in, it's almost lockstep. There's a very small contingent that was anti-Obama. They weren't very prominent.
It's like, for me, it comes down to the straight up, the principles. The fact that it comes with the philosophy of everything, right? If you're on that far right side and you become a libertarian to some extent, or even an anarchist on the complete fringe, your principles are that property rights prevail everything else almost, right? And so when it comes to the left, they're always willing to force their property rights for some kind of justification for the greater good. So at the end of the day, they can always talk themselves into some nonsense.
Yeah, because they don't believe in private property anyway. Marxism believes in the destruction of it. So it's just all a means to an end for the left. See you guys on the other side for the last segment with Pat, Incendiary Radio.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair? a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We're back. We got the last few minutes here with Pat. You can find Pat on Twitter, Pat Privilege. So, Pat, let's kind of round things up. We got a few minutes left. So we got this going on. A lot of people are highly pissed. You know, Bill Mitchell says, "Well, if you don't like this car on the Trump train, go to another car." Basically saying, if you don't like Trump's little Middle Eastern policy preemptively just knocking at another country like this, launching missiles into a sovereign nation. You know, the Russians were invited there by the government of Syria. What is it about this Americans right now in this 21st century to where if somebody allegedly gets gassed or anything, it's up to us to do something to take this person out, to basically decide the fate of other countries. I mean, nothing gets on my nerves more than these people, these punks that go on to Fox News or MSNBC, and they can actually sit there with a straight face and say, well, it's up to us. We've got to do something about it. These 80-something people were just gassed on a completely dubious intelligence. The people with this kind of mindset are highly dangerous to think that we just have the right as the United States of America and this occupied government of ours to decide who reigns and who governs across the planet. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's just as frustrating to me that the conversation even makes it that far that you can't You can stop before you've even said this is a false flag. You can say that Assad did that. Go ahead and let him claim it or give it to him, whatever. And then you have to be like, well, we've been causing this kind of insurgency, bomb reaction solution since the 80s with Afghanistan and Russia. Why would we assume that we haven't already caused this problem to begin with somehow with the rebels and ISIS fighting? How have we not instigated that? And then CNN reports over the last 3 years multiple times that we, along with Israel and the Mossad and Saudi Arabia and everybody, funded ISIS from Al-Qaeda in these camps, and they get trained by radicals and all this, that Wahhabism is at the source of it, Takfiri Salafism. It all comes from like the same source. We've been doing it over and over again. All of it's been laid out and admitted and discussed. Yet we still find ourselves intervening in other people's problems that we probably caused. And I'm only saying probably for the people who don't understand how to hear this information, because we definitely did. We are 100% a cause for all of it. So why does the discussion even have to be about what Assad's doing? We're already doing too much.
Yeah, well, I mean, these operations that have been declassified, Ajax in Iran in 1953, overthrowing Mossadegh, the skullduggery we've done in Central and South America forever.
Africa.
I mean, yeah, it's just like, my gosh, and Britain is just as dirty, and they've got hundreds of years on us of the game. You know, they call it the Great Game. Remember the Opium Wars? I mean, unfortunately, you know, Americans, what's nice is, though, there's a good portion of these people that supported Trump are really trying to come at him now and say this is wrong. And so, Pat, thanks for coming on the program, man. I want to have you back on soon. So let's be in touch, all right?
Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy. I'll be in touch.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins, and our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.